worthy.
You are worthy to.
Oh, come here, O Spirit.
Come here, O Spirit.
As a father, you know, man, you are. Ele tu mare.
Glory, O Ishen.
Oh,
that is a
great. You are worthy.
You are worthy to.
Hey, power, 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 but it be like.
Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Let's get out an offering. Get out an offering. It's a solution service. And your solution will be in your hands today. Lift up your offering. If you are sitting down, stand. Before you cast your offering, you have to dance. Dance, rejoice as you are giving. Cheerfully. Lift it up. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this offering. Even as our hands are lifted, Lord, I ask everyone here, you are lifted above pain. You are crossing over to 2020. In the name of Jesus. The offering is blessed. Your hands are blessed. In Jesus' mighty name I have prayed.
Somebody put your hands together for Jesus.
The rain of miracle is falling on me today. Oh, let it fall, even let it overflow. I can't make it, it's blessing someone today. Aka, aka, ya, aka, Jehovah, name, the rain, oh.
Come on, let me hear you put your wish for Jesus.
Oh, let it go.
The rain, oh, the rain of miracles,
falling on you today.
Oh, let it fall.
Oh, let it fall.
Even let it overflow.
I got you over there, man. Chineke, His blessings are on today. Aka aka ya, aka Jio Benemema, the rain of
miracles
coming. Favor is calling your name. Promotion is looking for you. You must carry your blessings this year. Yo, yo, yo. Aka, aka, ya.
Aka, aka, ya.
What a marvelous God. What a marvelous God. He has done marvelous things for me. What a marvelous God. What a marvelous. He's there to do marvelous things for me. Hallelujah.
What a marvelous.
Hallelujah.
What a marvelous God. What a marvelous God.
What a marvelous
God. He's a marvelous.
He's a marvelous.
To do marvelous things for me.
The things that are impossible, the things that money cannot buy, they are the things that He has done for me. Oh, what my mother could not do, what my father could not do, He has done it again and again. Hallelujah.
What a marvelous God. What a marvelous.
He's a marvelous. Omnipotent God, He has done it again and again. Hallelujah. Apollo, Baba, he all away. Domo 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 baba wese o Jehova abani mayena esi mama ya ro baba wese o de no ma ito adomo Domo 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 baba wese o Jehovah abani mayena esi mama ya ro baba wese o bi no mo ito adomo Domo 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 baba wese o Jehovah abani mayena esi mama ya ro baba wese o bi no mo ito adomo Favor is your name, favor is my name. What is your name? What is your name? What is your name? I don't worry about tomorrow. God. He's a miracle working 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 God.
Amen. Let's be seated. Let's be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Can people occupy these places? Thank you. Yeah. Exodus chapter 10, verse 21. Exodus chapter 10, verse 21 to 23. Exodus chapter 10, verse 21. If you found it, I want us to read it together. If you found it, Exodus 10, from verse 21 to 23. Have we seen it? Exodus chapter 10, let's read from verse 21. And the Lord said unto Moses, do what? Stretch forth thy hand towards heavens, that there may be darkness over the land. Even the darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for how many days? 3 days. Verse 23. They saw. Now that's going to be our emphasis. Number one, they do what? Number two, the number three, had light in the dwelling. Amen. The benefits of light. Light is beneficial for everyone who wants to advance in life. If you want to go far in life, you must understand the importance of light. No matter who gave you a driver's license, you cannot drive in darkness. Those who have light rule their world. If at night you are driving a car and your headlight is bad, you have to line up your car behind the person who has got good light.
So you begin to use that person's light as an illumination for where you are going. Light is important, and you cannot do without light. And light is spiritual. Light is godly. Darkness is demonic. And that is why the Bible says in Ephesians 6:12 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of what? The darkness. Satan is connected to darkness, not to light. It's important that we know the value and the importance of light. Amen. Light is divine. Genesis 1 verse 3, God said, let there be. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 5, the Bible says, and God called the day light. God called the light day. In Genesis 1, if you read verse 18, the Bible says, God divided the darkness from the light. God separated, divided the darkness from the light. He separated them from the light. Amen. He made sure that they were apart. They were not together. In Psalm chapter 36 verse 9, the Bible says, with thee, O Lord, is the fountain of life, for in thy light shall we see light. In Psalm 34 verse 5, he said, they looked up to him and their faces were lighting and they were not ashamed. When you contact light, you escape shame. Nothing makes a man live perpetually a life of mockery and shame like darkness. Light. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 5, he said, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. In John chapter 8 verse 12, Jesus was speaking and he said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In Job 22 verse 28, the Bible says, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established, and the light shall shine. So the proof that prayer is answered is light. In Psalm 27 verse 1, the Bible says, the Lord is my light, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? So light gives confidence. Whom shall I fear? I have light, so I am not scared. I am not afraid. Light. The Lord is my light, whom shall I fear? The strength of my life, whom shall I be afraid? In Psalm 119 verse 105, the Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And in Psalm 119 verse 130, the Bible says, the entrance of your word giveth light and understanding to the simple. So you can never talk about light when the word of God is absent. The word of God is the light of God. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 1, he began to explain the different dimensions of that word of God. 1 John 1 from verse 1, he said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, which our hands have handled. We heard, we see, we looked upon, and our hands handled. Of the word of life. Job chapter 3, I think verse 20. He said, light is given to him that is in misery. When a man is in confusion, you don't know what to do. You are at a junction in your life where you don't know where to go, where to turn to. You are confused. Now, what brings depression? What makes people start thinking and they are depressed? It's confusion. When you are confused, you start getting depressed. And what empowers that confusion is darkness. Anytime you are confused, you don't know what to do, darkness has set in. What you need at that point is light. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 7. He said, truly, light is sweet, for it's a good thing for the eyes to behold the sun. When you wake up in the morning and you know what to do, you smile. Every man you see that is excited and moving like the devil does not exist is because he has contacted light. One of the things the devil loves, let me tell you, if you want to mess up the devil, one of the things the devil loves is attention. If you deprive him of attention, act like it doesn't exist, he go mad. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, if you read verse 13, the word of God says, light excelleth darkness, as wisdom excelleth folly. The way stupidity, the way foolishness and wisdom is apart. So light. So I'm making all of us know the importance of light, so that you understand the dimensions of light. The place where we read, God looked. Do you know this? Exodus 10 was when God was finalizing all the judgment. He sent plagues, they argued. He sent frogs, they argued. He sent lies, they argued. He sent them, so he now said, I know what I will do. I will send darkness. When he sent darkness, we got to see the dimension of darkness, how darkness operates, and anybody who has darkness operating in his or her life, the different things that begins to manifest. The first, he said, when darkness came upon them, he said the darkness can be felt. Now, do you know, naturally speaking, you cannot feel darkness. You only experience it. You can't feel darkness. Something you feel is what you can touch. Huh? You can feel. But the Bible said there is a level of darkness that will hit a man's life. He can feel it. Somebody can be in so much pain that you can feel that this is not the kind of life you're supposed to live. You can feel it. That is when darkness can be felt. Darkness can be felt when you are in a situation of life that you know that at this stage of your life, this is not where you are supposed to be. Eh? You can feel it. There are so many of us now, we look at our lives and something tells us that we are better than our experiences. We are better than the challenges that we are going through. He said the darkness can be felt. How? And I began to explain the things that happen in a man's life and you can feel the darkness. Number one, when the darkness came, he said they saw not one another. They saw not one. When darkness can be felt, the first time you don't see one. Now look at this. The Bible didn't say they did not see themselves, or they could not see people. He said they saw not one another. Now, darkness, when darkness in a man's life, the word they could not see one another means they could not see people in their real identity. When you see shadow, you have not seen identity. When you see somebody's shadow, you cannot identify people by shadow. The darkness was so thick that what they could see is shadow. They could not see the real identity. And people cannot prize you or put value on you until your real identity appears. Nobody values a shadow, because a shadow can be anything. A madman has a shadow. A madman has a shadow. A sick man has a shadow. A criminal has a shadow. But when your real identity shows up, the real you shows up, value is placed on you. So the first thing darkness does, that darkness hides your real identity. I pray today, in this meeting, by the power of the Holy Ghost, your original identity shall manifest. Your real identity shall manifest. Your real identity shall manifest. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat. Darkness. Hidden identity. Hidden beauty. Hidden beauty. No matter what you carry, you need light to reveal it. So a person can be undervalued, underpriced, because of darkness. They could not see. Amen. He said they could not see one another. They could not see one another because something was hidden. And you know something? When people don't see you in your real identity, you are represented wrongly. Okay. How do I explain this? Now, I don't want people to be upset. When somebody appears, okay, amen.
Hey, I'm trying.
You see, have you seen a woman when she wake up in the morning? Sorry, no. In the morning, a woman wakes up in the morning. Eh? That's a bad example, right? Okay, sorry. Let's give another example. Amen. Let's look for another example. But that's the best example now. What is it? For now, for this occasion, all the men are shouting, yes. What I'm trying to say, there are some people, when you see them before they are kitted, they look like something. They look like something. But when they are fully dressed, they look like something else. The first thing they look like is a wrong presentation, wrong of themselves. So you don't just say you don't look good. No, you don't look good, but you look like something. Even the man that looks ugly looks like something. He has what he looks like. I don't know if you are getting my point. So there's a difference when you say somebody doesn't look good, or this person doesn't look like who you know. Yeah, he doesn't look like who you know, but he looks like something else. What darkness does when people cannot see themselves is that it gives you a wrong presentation. Let me give you an example. Let me tell you what darkness does. One time in South Africa, somebody was prayed for who started walking. Before he began to walk, I decided to ask a question. How did he become paralyzed? Because they shot him on the waist. The bullet penetrated the waist. He became paralyzed. I said, how? He said one time he was going to see a friend of his or a brother of his. And there's a shorter cut you take. It's close to a zoo. And there's another long road you have to pass. So while he was taking the shorter path, which is full of forest and all that, but that is closer to where he burst out from and see his brother, hunters saw him and began to aim at him. Hunters, we are aiming. After a while, they shot him on the waist. He collapsed and was screaming. And the hunters started jumping. We have killed it. When they move close, they put their hands on their head. That is a human being. Does that tell you anything? What does it tell you? It now looks like what? That's the example I'm trying to give to you. When identity is changed, you look like what you are not. Amen. There are some people, by reason of the wrong identity they carry, they look like somebody who should not be favored. Someone look like somebody who should not be helped. Someone look like somebody, the enemy have now given them a bad identity. You are busy blaming people for treating you wrongly, not knowing there is a power that has changed your picture. There's a power that has changed your identity. You are blaming people. You are angry. You are accusing people. I don't like the way I'm treated. I don't like the way I'm spoken to. I don't like the way I'm not being cared for. Nobody cares for me. But the devil has changed your identity, and people no longer see you as you originally are. They are seeing a different personality, a different being. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, any power that has changed your identity, whatever has changed your picture, whatever has taken your original identity and giving you another face that God has not ordained for you, by the power of God, your real identity is restored. 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 If your amen is louder, you are the one I just spoke to. See, people are shouting, oh Lord Jesus, show me the way. Jesus did not come to show you the way. Jesus is the way. Jesus did not come to show you the way. Jesus is not a way. He is the way. Wrong identity. There are some people, the enemy, because the enemy has covered them, the enemy has given them another identity. Men don't see them as women. Men see them as men. And a man in a very sane and normal society, a man cannot marry a man. When there is an identity change, an identity crisis, an identity that has been tampered with, that has been affected and attacked by
by the power of God in this solution service, take back your identity. 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 Makasapatarabash.
God wants to give you a miracle. Hold on. Hold on. The Bible says that when God was true with the young boy who brought 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, he had 12 baskets full. Ladies and gentlemen, baskets are not full. Baskets leak. For those baskets to be full was a miracle. For the fishes and bread that were left, it was a miracle. To not fill a basket was another miracle. Am I speaking to somebody here? He said, and there were 12 baskets. There are people who wait till they are stranded before they cry. There are people who wait till they get into a problem. This boy, the parents gave him for lunch 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. That means he was from a very wealthy family. Any family that can give one son, one boy, 5 loaves, not slice, loaf, you know, bread, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for lunch, one son, and 2 fishes, not head of fish, not tail of fish, full fish, 2 full fish. That was a wealthy family. Meaning, even if you have, you still need more. Am I talking to somebody here? That's why you should never be satisfied. No matter what you have, you still need more. That is why the Bible says, when they came, they said, we are not able. The two young men said, we are able to conquer this land. There are 2 nations that we have not conquered. Caleb said unto them, he said, give me this mountain. And no wonder the Bible says in Numbers chapter 14 and verse 24, he said, but for my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit and he has followed me fully and wholly. Hear me and hear me well. No matter what you have or where you have got into in life, there is still something and somewhere that is better than where you are now. There is still somewhere that is better than where you have arrived. It says in Hosea chapter 6 and verse 3 that we shall know when we follow unto law, for his going forth is like the morning dew. I speak by the mandate of heaven, by the power of God. Whatever has barricaded, quarantined you, that you will be on one spot in your life, in the name of Jesus, I see the levels changing. I see levels changing. I see levels changing. Take your seat. The Bible says, so the first thing is that they could not see one another because of that. The second thing, he said there was darkness and none could rise from his place. When there is absence of light, rising is impossible. Nobody could rise. Okay, let me explain what that means. That means, have you seen in some families, somebody is doing well. Maybe they have 10 children, 5 children, 4 children, 3, as the case may be. One is succeeding. Eh? That has become the light of that family. What do? They pluck it off. That's what it means, that none could rise. There are families, when anybody is rising, they kill the person. But if people are poor, they let them live long. Their families today were the old. And that's why, if you are in this place today, listen. Ah, what have I said now? If you are in this place now and you are the best, listen, not be prayer, my advice. If you are in this place and you are the best in your family, you better pray. If in your family you are the one that is still raising head, you are still the one that is still struggling, you better pray. Because as you are standing, you are helping some people in your family. Is that true? The power that is fighting them not to rise will come after you. Because it's like, oh, so you are the one that wants to. This person, now, don't get me wrong. The powers are not after you originally. They are after these people that you are supporting. Are you following me? They are after the people you are supporting. You say your mother will not suffer. Your father will not suffer. Your brother, your sisters, your aunties, your uncles will not suffer. And you are assisting them. So the powers break loose.
truth and begin to fight you. But we have a battle director. The Bible says in Exodus 15 verse 2, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Every battle that you have attracted because of those you are helping, every battle you have attracted because of those you are supporting, you are fighting maternal battle, you are fighting paternal battle because of those you are supporting and those that you are assisting, and you have attracted battles to your life by the power of God. Those battles end today. If your amen is louder, you are the one I'm talking to. Take your seat. None could rise from his place. That means it's a limitation. A limitation. This is end of the year. And some people are already planning how they will go and submit themselves in the village. I'm coming, let me go to the village. Now, I really need to understand something. I want to understand. I don't know. Maybe somebody can teach you. Why do you wait the end of year to go to village? Say it's celebration season. Says who? Why do you wait the end of year when everybody is expecting you? Why don't you take the devil unawares? What happened to you go January? What happened to you go February? What happened to you go March? Why go when everybody is going? Some now, witches are forgotten about them. Demons are forgotten about them. Oh, they don't remember them. They are the ones that will go and announce themselves. I have come. And they stumble from house to house greeting people. People who never greeted them from January till now. Are you following me? People who never bothered about them, that don't care about them. I have a very bad mentality about life. And I'm hoping life will change it. If people don't bother about you, stay on your own. That's my idea of life. That's the truth. Never make anybody a priority who makes you an option. Never make anyone, that's my mentality about life. Never make anyone a priority who makes you an option. If people can do without you, do without them. That's the truth. And there's something I learned lately. If people can do without you, don't invest in them. Don't invest at all. When people can do without you, any investment is a waste. It's a waste. You invest in people who make it clear that you are part of their life. Someone told me this afternoon, he said, somebody's asked me for assistance. I said, who? He said, this person that did this to me. I said, don't give him. I was clear, I said, don't give him. He said, no, don't give him. And daddy, he said, don't give him. Tell him, you can't help him. You can't support him. Period. If somebody has fought you back to back and now feels you are only good when he has a need. I said, no. If he comes and apologizes for that thing that he did before asking for assistance, give him. But when he just comes in, he's not even talking about the pain it cost you. The first thing is, can you support me? It means the person is trying to use you. Tell him, I can't support you. You apologize for what you did first. Are you following what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you are not a stupid person. If there is something God has given you, God gave you sense so you can rest. Do you know why God gave you sense? So that every little thing, you will not be calling him. You want to go and take your bath. Father, Lord, I want to bath. So he gave you sense. I have to take off your clothes, enter bathroom. You want to eat. Oh, Father, Lord, I have spoon. Is it my mouth or my ear? He said, no, I gave you sense. Put the food in your mouth. Father, Lord, I want to comb. Should I start from under or I start from top? God said, no, I gave you sense. So God gave you sense so it can rest. Are you following me? So we see the word of God that many cannot rise. They cannot rise. One man called King Solomon, one day he stood in front of Israel and he disgraced his father. In 1 Kings chapter 5, from verse 2 to verse 4, he disgraced his father. He said, my father could not build a house. 1 Kings 5, 2 to 4. The only house, David was a king, very wealthy king. The only house that David had was given to him by a man called King Hiram. That one built for him. David could not build any house by himself. So in 1 Kings chapter 5, from verse 2 to 4, Solomon said, my father could not build a house unto the Lord. He began to explain three reasons why his father could not build a house. Number one, he said, because of many war. If David tried to lay a foundation, war will start. If he tried to buy a land, war. So the war keep distracting him. There are so many of us. Anytime you try to do something, there is war. There is always a battle. If it's not battle of the night, it's battle of the day. There is war. In Psalm chapter 46 verse 9, the Bible says, God maketh war to cease. Every war in your life, every war that you have been fighting, every war that have risen up against you, by the power of God, I command the wars to cease. 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 Somebody shout fire.
Take your seat.
Right in this evening service, anything that has risen up as a battle, katabaratash, anything that has risen up as a war, it ends today.
He says, because of many war. And number two, he said, my father could not build a house because of many wars. Number two, evil occurrence. Evil occurrence means when something good wants to happen, something bad happens. It happens a lot. As soon as money comes to your hand, that is when somebody falls sick. Until you finish that money. As soon as somebody promises you marriage, that is when something bad will happen. Evil occurrence. Evil occurrence. Anytime something good wants to happen, that is when something bad happens. Anytime something good is in stock, that is when something bad takes place. Evil occurrence.
I prophesy! Shakata bakata, likata sokatira baya. Every evil occurrence that has been triggered and fired around your life, anytime something good wants to happen, something bad scatters it. But in the name of the Lord Jesus, I make a decree, it's over forever.
Take your seat. Evil occurrence. Because of many war, because of evil occurrence, and because of adversaries. Adversaries are human enemies. People that have taken issues. You know, if God opens your eyes to see the spiritual world, you understand that we are like zombies. Have you seen a movie? Eh? When you see that you are watching a movie on TV, they are done. That thing you are seeing has gone through what they call editing. They've put soundtrack. That bang you hear, it was not there when they were acting it. Somebody put it. It's for soundtrack. Bang. Somebody opened the door here. Bang, 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 bang. You say, eh? No, it's someone that put it there. The movie has been acted. It followed what they call a script. There was somebody in front called the director. There was a cameraman. You have just seen 2-3 people in a sitting room. People behind the camera can be up to 10. Okay? That is the spiritual world. What they now do, when they finish the movie, they edit it, they put soundtrack, you now buy it. Are you following me? You are now watching. That what you are watching is the physical world. Everything has happened in the spirit world. So if you can control the spirit world, you just look at the physical and you are joking, you are laughing. Are you following me? It's been done. One time when I really got married, Mama and I were watching the movie. She started crying. I was so angry. He said, this world is wicked. I said, you will live here now. You will live here. He said, how can they look at what they did to this girl? She just died. I said, this girl that died in this film, she's acting another film. They paid her for dying. He said, I know, but this world is wicked. I said, please, excuse me. This one, I will not tell you sorry. I will not pet you on this one at all. Why will I be petting you when somebody's earning money? He said, your mind is too strong. I said, it's not strong. I know it's a film. It's fake. It's not real. He said, but see the way they maltreated her. They will hit her on the ground. I said, if you know how much they pay her, this fall, he fell down now. They pay her for falling. You, they're not paying you for crying. But they pay her, so why are you crying now? Why are you crying? What I'm saying in a nutshell is that is the spiritual world. That is the spiritual world. Many of us are not prayerful. We are not combatants. That is why we don't understand. Look at service. When you call evening service, few people. You call Sunday, many. The evening service actually is the real service. That's what people do not know. Because the time when you begin to address spiritual matter, you say, once there is no light, nobody can rise. Nobody can rise. When I see families, I see everybody poor, poor, poor. My heart breaks. Nobody's rising up. Nobody's standing. Nobody's doing anything. Nobody, and that is what I do. I tell people, once God has blessed you, raise up somebody. Let there be 5-6 persons standing. Let's see how they will target 5-6 people. Before they target one, the other four will help that one. But when one is down, he's down. Is it someone who has not eaten that can help somebody stand?
pressure, you have to pray so that nobody could rise. You are the person rising in your family. You are the person rising in your family. You are the man rising in your family. You are the boy rising in your family. You are the girl rising in your family. Between now and the few days left this end of the year, I see you rising. 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 You are rising spiritually. You are rising financially. You are rising materially. You are rising maritally. I see you rising. So break records. I see you rising. If your amen is louder, you are the one I'm talking to. Pashaka! Hey! Hey, hey, hey!
Anyone that wants to rise is killed. You see, but the children of Israel are light. The third thing light does, that light brings a difference. Light brings a difference. In Exodus 11, I think verse 7, the Bible says, upon the children of Israel, God made a difference. There must be a difference. Between you and those who don't know God, there must be a difference. I said something when I became a pastor. You know, I used to hear people speak against pastors, preachers. I told myself, in my life and the life of these people, there must be a difference. Lord, I refuse to be like, they start using failures as examples. See that one, he carry Bible. Where is he now? He don't mad. See that one, he carry Bible. Where is he now? He's gone. See that one, this is the life you want to live? I say, Father, no! There must be a difference. I refuse to end up. Why would people follow your God if your life is not different from their life? Why would they follow your God? Why would they listen to you when all of you are dragging for same pot of beans, same pot of rice, same pot of stew? Why would they listen to you when all of you are owing? You are owing the way they are owing. Why would they listen to you when you are struggling the way they are struggling? You can't feed, they can't feed. You tell them about Jesus. You can't pay your rent, they can't pay their rent. You tell them about Christ. Oh God, let light bring a difference. Let people see the difference between following God and staying with the devil. That's what God wants to do. That your life is going to be different. I like what John 10:10 says. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come. That is my word. Listen to me. Leave that scripture on. In English, the right word should be I have come, not I am come. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have, or I came. But say, I am come. In the real lexicon, spoken English or written English, that's not correct. I am come. It should be I came. I have come. I am. What God was saying was that I am that I am. Come. I am. I am. The I am has come. I am. Has come that they might have life. Let me show you. Bring another translation. I am that I am has come. Another translation. Hey, Message Bible. It says a thief is only here to steal, kill, and destroy. I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. Give me another translation. Another one. The thief comes in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have. Have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Bring an IV. Bring an IV. Good news. Okay. The thief comes in order to steal, kill, destroy. I came in order you may have life. Life in all its fullness. What about NIV? The thief comes, steal, destroy. I've come that you may have life and have it to the full. Is that all? Is that all the translation there is? Amen. There's one that says abundance in quality and quality and quantity. Amen. He said that is what Christ came. That when you receive the Lord Jesus in your life, there should be a difference. There should be a difference. They met a man who was born blind and they said, that Jesus was a sinner. And the man said, whether he's a sinner, I don't know. All I know, once I was blind. But now, the proof of salvation is a difference. He said, the people who sat in darkness have seen light. A difference. This year will not end
without a difference manifested in your life. Oh God, this year will not end without a major difference, a massive difference manifesting in your family, manifesting in your life, manifesting in your family, manifesting in your life, manifesting in your family, manifesting in your life, manifesting in your family, manifesting in your life. There shall be a difference. There shall be a difference. There shall be a difference in your life between you and those who don't know the Lord. There shall be a difference between you and those not serving God. There shall be a difference. I don't know what you have gone through from January down to November. This December, before it ends, there shall be a difference. My God shall cause a difference. It shall provoke a difference in your life.
Be on your feet. Let's pray. So we have three prayer points. Three. Number one, light of God, reveal my real identity. Light of God. Light of God, reveal my real identity.
Say, my Father, as I begin to pray, in the name of Jesus, light of God, reveal my real identity. Open your mouth and tell me to pray. Alika patolas. Yaka sopra kate kete kete. Reke sopra kete.
Jesus' name.
Amen. We're going to pray a very sensitive prayer. Lord, raise me and raise up others in my family. The second thing, light does. The Bible says, okay, when darkness was there, no one could rise from his place. Light come to raise you. Raise me and raise up others. Don't be selfish. You shouldn't be the only one standing. Raise me, raise up others in my family. Now, do you know, when you are the only one standing, they can use burden to kill you. Load. They can put so much burden on you. Raise me, raise up other. Have you not seen children who are grown? Maybe they are 45, 46. They still go to their father's house to eat. Have you not seen some? So they'll still be arguing. They'll still be quarreling. Quarreling that the food is not ready on time. In their 40s. Some of you may have elder brothers who are almost 50 something. Elder sisters in their husband's house. You are still the one that will support them. You think it's because that's what they want? You think they like it? You think it's their fault? No, something is fighting them. Lord, raise me and raise up others in my family. Raise me and raise up others in my family. Raise me, Ashabata. Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
As I begin to pray, in the name of Jesus, raise me and raise up others in my family. Open your mouth, tell me to pray. In Jesus' name. Oh God, by the power of your light in my life, let there be a difference. In my life, let there be a difference. For those who have asked me from January till now, say, where is your God? Lord, in my life, let there be a difference. The anointing for difference fall upon me. I refuse to remain the way my life was last year. I refuse to end this year the way I ended last year.
Raka sepele,
Today, we ask, oh God, our real identity is hereby revealed. We decree you will raise up and raise up others in our family. You will raise us up and raise up others in our family. In our life, the anointing for difference will show up. We will not end this year like we did last year. For the path of the just is like a shining light that shines more and more unto a perfect day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand if you want to clap. Tomorrow, we have a wedding. We have a wedding in the morning. Okay, we have a wedding in the morning tomorrow. Then Sunday is our preservation service. Prayer band are meeting tonight by 10. So, it's a preservation service. Most anything we are doing here. Please, nobody goes there. Amen. Let them finish what they are doing there. When they finish what they are doing there, they can now come here and start walking here. So that we have them walk here, walk there. Then, but most all here needs to also be given a very befitting look so that we can be using here for all our other meetings and our major meetings. We can go back there. We need the two of them to be up to date. Is that good? No, when God's house is beautified, your life is beautified. Even though many of you
are just looking. I see what's happening. But okay, it's fine. Get an offering up and let's just thank him for that. So, Sunday, believing God for great things to happen. Don't forget to come with your anointing oil. We're going to anoint ourselves and make proclamations. I will live and not die. In the name of Jesus. Mantaka Palash. Lord, we ask that you receive us and receive our offerings. Go ahead and speak over your offering. Just speak a word over the offerings. And speak a word over your finances. Holy Spirit. Go ahead and speak a word.
This is my season of victory, my life, rest in your love. Your mercies are new every morning, Jehovah Adonai. You know they do me, you know they play me, you too they bless me. My life will be the same, you know they do me, you know they play me, you too they bless me. My life will be the same, your love has taken over me. Father, I depend on you. I have confidence in you. In you, O Lord. Yes, you come on me. Yes, sir. Yes, you come on me. Yes, you come on me. I am the right. Yes, you come on me. All things are working together because you love, 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 love me. When I lay my hands on the sea, then go they run, 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 run. You know they do me, you know they play me, you too they bless me. My love will be the same. You know they do me, you know they play me, you too they bless me. My love will be the same. Your love has taken over me. Father, I depend on you. I have
confidence in you.
Yes, you come on me. Yes, sir. Yes, you come on me. Yes, you come on me. Yes, you come on me.
I am the
righteousness of
God.
Yes, you come on me.
Under the canopy, give me security. I am the righteousness of God.
Yes, you come on me.
Under the canopy, give me security. I am the righteousness of God.
It is well with you. It is well with your family. It is well with your seed. It is well with your interest. It is well with all that concerns you. The battles of your life has been taken over by God. He will begin to fight your battles. May he prove your enemies wrong. May he give you long life to prove himself. May he give your children long life. Your going out is blessed. Your coming in is blessed. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine on you. And the Lord give you peace. In Jesus' mighty name. My head is a good head. My life is a good one. Angels shall fight for me. Greatness is on my side, and goodness shall follow me. No matter what the matter is, no matter when the matter is, Moshe come and fight people and tell them your light must shine.